Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I wish people could hear our off-air conversations. I really do, because some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
We can't bring up some of the subject matter, but it's pretty hilarious.
A lot of
it has to do with scuttlebutt, by the way.
Yeah, I will say, though, that most of the time we bring up everything. But there are some things we can't bring up.
Right.
But we do. We're generally an open book, I would say. Like a lot of things that are said off the air, we bring onto the air. But
you just had me cry laughing. That what you just said about your quad and drinking on a boat. It's perfect. Do we have to go to Guy Adami again?
I guess we
do.
We don't have to.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
I like Guy. So what's happening, Guy?
Hi, it's Guy from Morristown.
Yeah,
how
we know.
Hey, Guy.
Listen, I have a few things to say. First of all, Eddie should have done that hilarious drop right there. I mean, it's Friday. He's getting a little old. Maybe he doesn't realize that that's a perfect opportunity to do that Paris Hilton drop. But
wow.
I don't want to do his job for him.
Okay.
And I do have some news to break for you guys if you're interested.
Yes.
Mm. Al doesn't know this either, by the way. But, you know, I've been working very hard behind the scenes for that warm-up show. And I've been in negotiations with the Boar's Head brand of cold cuts. And we're very close to having Boar's Head do the entire hour of the warm-up show. Al,
wow.
Are you familiar with this?
I'm not familiar. I mean, I'm familiar with the Boar's Head, of course.
Yes,
terrific
but you
deli
recall,
meat.
You were the Boar's Head Man of the Year a few years ago, and I think they'd be the perfect sponsor for you guys.
Actually, the Turkey Man of the Year was very specific.
Turkey Man.
Yeah,
that's
very
correct.
Specific.
You were the Turkey Man of the
Year. Yes.
But I think that would be – and a couple other things, boom.
Yeah.
As you age so gracefully, and you are a very handsome man.
Thank you very much, Guy.
You know, you're the Paul Newman of – you're sort of the Reg Dunlop of this show. Have you ever considered yourself that?
Yeah, my WASP hockey teammates call me Reg Dunlop, yes.
It's so perfect. And before I get out of here, because I know you have a jam-packed show on Friday – Are we worried about Jerry? Is there something going on that we should be concerned about?
You just made Boomer spit out his almond milk latte.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with Jerry. Jerry's just fine. If you talk to Jerry, he'll tell you he's fine.
Yeah. Are you going to have to ask him yourself? Do you have Jerry's number?
No, I get to feel as if I know you guys so well. You're my brothers in the morning, right? And I see Jerry a few days ago. He just seemed off to me. He seemed twerked, and I was just worried about what's going on. Maybe the Rutgers men's basketball team, you know, maybe they're not going to make the tournament, and Jerry's sort of fate hangs in the balance. But there's clearly something going on that I think we need to address.
You know what? Kill yourself.
Yeah, there you go. We think that he's losing sleep. But can I ask you a question, Guy? A serious question.
That's what we do here, Boomer.
Yeah, all right, good. I'm going to ask you a serious question. What's going on with the bond market?
Oh, look at – oh, my God.
Should I get into 10-year treasuries or no?
That is the question that everybody should be asking. The fact that you bring this up and you don't go right to the stock market, you go to the bond market
right.
And say, what is going on? And I will say to you, Boomer Esiason, although the Federal Reserve magically thinks they can control things, that genie is out of the bottle. They can control the outcome of bond yields the same way of me rooting for the Rangers over the weekend can control the outcome of the game. The answer is they have no control. And 10-year yields in August of last year were 50 basis points.
Now one and a half, right?
Look at you. Mike, maybe we should switch seats one day because you're nailing it, yes. And as rates go higher, stocks that were cheap get more expensive. And that's why we're seeing this stock market on a bit of a slippery slope, as you've noticed over the last year.
Yes.
Hey, so, Guy, do you think you could host a sports talk show, like as a co-host for 4 hours?
Come on. Come on, seriously?
Yeah, I'm asking you seriously.
Listen, I'm not making light of what you guys do. You're brilliant. You're geniuses. But you bring me in there, man, we will yuck it up for a few hours. I'll be Chris Sims plus. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you that, you know, Al says this all the time. You know, 4 hours. Now, one day, of course, it's easier to do.
Yeah, but I'll do it. I'll do what Francesca used to do. I'll pause for 9 seconds, and I'll bring up the same story 18 times, and I'll get paid $6.8 million to do it.
No, you'll obviously have a co-host if you did it, but no, just when you said let's switch seats one day, I was like, huh, I wonder if Guy could do that.
Now, the Booms, see, you have to understand something. Boomer's a Renaissance man. Like, the fact that he comes right at me with interest rates speaks volumes as to his intellect. So, you know, although the University of Maryland's a fine school, he really should have matriculated at like a Stanford or so. He could have been one of those great Stanford quarterbacks, Booms. I know you didn't want to go too far away from home because you would have missed your pony, but that's really where you should have been.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. He knows all about my pony, too.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Stop. Please stop. It's Friday. Lighten up, Chris. Love you guys.
Hey.
Is probably the worst screener in the history of FAN. And be nice to Jerry today.
All right, Guy. Yeah. Have a great weekend,
Later.
Brother. See ya. He's
Guy
great,
Tommy,
man.
CNBC Fast Money. You could check him out every weekday. And I didn't want to insult him. Like, could you do it? Obviously, he's on TV
every
single day. But, it, I mean, it's a different animal when you're doing a radio show for 4 hours. I mean, you have a co-host. It's one thing. Of course, when it's by yourself, it's another thing. But I know him to be a Yankee fan and a Ranger fan, but I don't know. Like, if the Knicks were the story, would he be able to? I don't know.
Whatever it is that you guys have, he has it also.
Yeah,
he could do it.
I would
almost
think
any subject matter.
He has the energy, which is the most important thing.
Yes.
You know, and he would not have 9 second pauses, I can
tell
you.
And by the way, if he would work cheap, he could co host in the summer fill ins.
You just
sure.
never know when somebody's going to end up
work cheap. What do you mean work cheap? There's a union, there's like a base rate.
Right. If he gets the union base rate,
but
he's in.
Yeah, but he's a talent. He's a, you know, he's a celebrity. He's a TV celebrity.
Yeah. I mean, he would probably be thrilled to do something like that. He would probably take the minimum shift rate to do a show. I bet you he would. I shouldn't speak for him. But generally, someone like that who's such a huge listener, like he's listened for years to WFAN, all shows.
I think if you put him in here with somebody, you know, Easy peasy, no problem.
Yeah, and it's someone like him, too, because he's, you know, he talks about sort of like, you know, when we get to the weekend sometimes,
yes.
And like someone reaches out to us, what do you think about the Jets? You're like, I'll tell you on Monday.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what? If you get a guy like Nick in Huntington,
yeah,
I think he could talk to a guy like Nick in Huntington. Nick, what's happening?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
I tried to get through yesterday. Tilapia.
Yeah.
You guys know that's what they use to make fake vaginas?
No, I did not know that.
Not like the fake vaginas you're like thinking of. Like if a boy tries to become a girl, like a transgender vagina, that's what they use, tilapia.
Yeah, Nick, I can't believe that. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that reconstructive surgery involves a tilapia. Has anybody even, has that come across anybody's radar at all? And Al, you talk about a lot of different stuff on these warm-up shows and
people
implants.
Send me all sorts of weird stories. I've never seen this.
See,
even
that would
yesterday.
Be something that I think Guy Adami could handle perfectly.
Even yesterday, of all the tilapia stories I got sent to me, none of them involve that.
All right, hold on with your tilapia sex change point for the boys.
Maybe that guy was a part of his little cuckold.
All right, that's on Eddie's, one of Eddie's cuckold message board friends.
You call now is a good time to get through before.
Jesus, Al, you got to get back here. I'm telling you. I mean, this is like, it's like a free,
now,
it's like free for all Friday.
Are you talking about like a fake vagina that you would buy, let's say, at an adult store? Or rather a useful fake vagina in which you would carry with you for the rest of your life to be functional?
Did you ever?
Because there are two different fake vaginas.
Did you ever think in your life that you'd never be talking about what you're talking about?
No,
right now?
I didn't. I mean, and also, you know, I mean, I knew that he was going to go somewhere with the tilapia, and I just figured it was going to be the stuff we talked about yesterday. Not did you guys know? Any truth to this, Al? I'm sure you're looking it up.
Well, yeah, but not from sources that I would fully believe yet.
Yeah.
You keep working on that, Al.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, there's. I see one thing here. It says Nile tilapia, which I don't know what that means.
From the Nile River, maybe?
A safe, low cost, and easy to use biocompatible material may soon be used in gender surgery.
Well, there you go.
And what website is that?
PubeMD.
Come on!
Is it Public MD or PubeMD?
It's PUB. Med, pube med,
or
so I don't know. They don't seem like a reliable source to me.
Did please, you guys God know? Help me. By the way, let's go from that to Larry in Jerusalem.
Hey,
Larry, what's happening,
what's
man?
What's happening, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good,
Larry. How are you?
How are you? Is a tilapia a fish?
Yes,
it is a fish. Yes,
it's a fish.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
That's not really why it's called, though.
All go right. ahead. So what's going on then, there, Larry?
What? Pardon me?
What's going on?
Everything's good. Weather is good, and love living in Jerusalem.
How long have you been there, Larry?
I've been there since 05.
Awesome, man. That is great. What is March in Jerusalem weather when you say the weather is good?
Today is today is 60, and it's starting to go up. Next week we'll hit some 70s and go down a little bit. It's getting to be spring weather here.
All right, nice. Very good, Larry. So what's on your mind today?
Okay, I would like to just have two questions I have about the Bears.
Okay,
the Bears.
The Bears, you're a big Bears fan.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago. So
all right, nice.
Stay Sunday. Who was the last African-American quarterback that they had?
I don't think they've had one. Vince Evans, yes, maybe. How about Vince Evans?
That's right. You got that one right. So my question is, considering all the African-American quarterbacks that have come up in the last 5 years, why are they not given any consideration by the Bears, number one? And number two, they have a great African-American wide receiver, and he's just sitting there now waiting to see what happens.
You mean with Allen Robinson you're talking about? Yeah, you know, my thing is they hitched their wagon to Mitch Trubisky 4 years ago, you know, and that was a huge mistake. Now, they could have taken Deshaun Watson, they could have taken Patrick Mahomes, but they didn't. You know, they felt that Mitch Trubisky was going to be their guy. And they may end up being stuck with Mitch Trubisky because I don't know where else could they trade for Sam Darnold. You know, could they try to start over with Sam? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I had not, because you think about, that was one of the criticisms with the Giants, too. You know, they didn't have a black quarterback, the Bears. People bring that up. But, I mean, I can't tell you that Ryan Pace, at that moment of the draft, the reason he was gravitated to Mitch Trubisky is because he didn't want a black quarterback. That's not something I could say.
Yeah, I would think back in the day that was a story and a story to be talked about and to be told. Nowadays, everything is mainstream. You know, everything is more normal than ever before.
There isn't a team out there that wouldn't have.
I mean,
have...
Kyler Murray was selected number one over. I mean, look, there's a number of guys that have gone on to have great careers that are African-American quarterbacks. And by the way, the highest paid player in the history of the league happens to be Patrick Mahomes. You know, I don't know what to tell you. People want to make an issue out of it. You can make an issue out of it if you want. But to me, what I see is I've seen a just monumental, you know, if you want to go back to the 70s to where we are today, shift. Nobody cares. Everybody wants the best player, who they think the best player is, to be their best player.
You can't tell me if Deshaun Watson could somehow get to the Bears if they'd say no. Of course they'd take him.
Of course they would.
Russell
say,
Wilson,
yes,
too.
100%. Russell Wilson as well.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Bears have had some major struggles, though, at quarterback for many years.
Well, they've made a decision. They've always been known as a defense and running team. Mm-hmm. You know, that is kind of their history. Kind of like the Steelers have been for years and years and years until Ben Roethlisberger took over as the face of the franchise. You know, so I don't know what Larry's talking about, but all I do know is that for the Bears this year, right now, they may be stuck with Trubisky, or they end up trading for somebody, or they draft one of these young kids coming out of college, and maybe it will be Justin Fields.
So we're hearing from the callers, Al, that PubMed is a legit site.
I did see that from a Twitter follow-up.
Yeah, it's not PubMed, it's PubMed.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't.
Yeah, PubMed is a legit medical site, apparently, according to listeners. So I can understand, though, when we're talking about that type of subject matter, how Al's brain could go there. But, hey, if PubMed's got it, apparently, people are saying we can trust it. Legit site with the whole tilapia vagina situation. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Caller called up to clarify our friend in Jerusalem's call about the last Chicago Bears black quarterback. Apparently Cordell Stewart and Jason Campbell had both started for the Bears since Vince Evans.
Okay.
So those two have to be thrown into the conversation.
I didn't even know those guys were even there.
Jason Campbell, I remember. Cordell, I don't remember starting a game for the Bears.
Was it Jason with Washington?
He was. Absolutely.
And was there another team there that he was on as well?
The Raiders.
The Raiders. That's right.
Yeah, so there you go. A guy who was serviceable as a quarterback, one of those backups.
Yeah.
You know, who could come in, maybe win you a game, 17-14 if he had to.
Insurance policy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Jerry Recco is back with us, and he's got an update. What's happening, Jerry?
Good night for your Knickerbockers. Had a game they were supposed to win, went out and won.
Knicks have scored only 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Here's Payton on the fade. Noel keeps it alive. And now Payton puts it in.
It was easy for the Knicks. They wound up winning by 10. They beat the Pistons. They go to 19-18. That was Kenny Albert on MSG. We play the Payton clip. He had 20 points and 4 steals in this game, but they weren't led by Julius Randle, who had 27, 16, and 7 assists. He continues to produce for head coach Tom Thibodeau.
It's amazing. He's You know, he's turned into an all-NBA player. He's been a terrific leader.
Oh. He's an all-star for sure.
All right, so here's the next question. Do the Knicks sign him to a long-term max deal?
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to do it now, though, because you got the rest of this year, then you got all of next year that he's under contract. He has given you, I mean, as much as I love Julius Randle, you got to think of it from the team perspective.
That's why I asked
He's given you 1 year of underachievement and a half a season of greatness.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason to consider giving him an extension at this very moment. There isn't. So maybe at the end of the season, if he keeps this up, you can have some talks, but not
has
now.
Has that come up from his representatives or not yet?
No, I mean, he talks about how he wants to remain a Knick for life.
Right.
So what that means is that if he continues to play the way that he's playing, the Knicks are going to have a decision to make. I mean, and probably be like, as G said, towards the middle of next year.
Yeah, probably. Or at the end of this season. If he gets them to the playoffs as a four seed and they win a round and he's the man, then maybe at that moment we could talk. But that's a long way to go. And by the way, Tom Thibodeau did say all NBA for Julius
I would expect
Randall.
Him to say that about his own
all NBA.
We've been saying MVP and people have been mocking us.
I think we got a listener in Tom Thibodeau.
What are the odds again, G, on the him being?
22,000 to 1.
Okay.
As the MVP, yes.
Here is the 22,000 to 1 MVP candidate. He talks about going to the All-Star game and the All-Star break ahead of
him. Enjoying the time with my family. It'll be a special day. Something we've looked forward to for a while. So just enjoying the time with my wife, my son, and you know, my mom and sister. So it'll be fun.
That was on MSG.
Julius Randle.
He's the MVP.
Let's see if that line has changed. I'm going to look for it, Jerry, as you continue to do the Knicks story.
Knicks 19-18 at the break. RJ Barrett, he had 21 last night.
We're working really hard. We're having some success. We still have things that, you know, a lot of things that we have to clean up, but you know, I think hard work is always gonna make up for it. You know, so we're just trying to learn and grow every day.
There's one thing that he did last night that was evident. He missed a shot. He stood there. He looked at it. He missed it, and then realized that he was kind of like loafing.
Yeah,
and then sprinted all the way back on defense.
Nice.
And realized that, you know, if I don't sprint back on defense, the coach is probably going to put my ass on the bench. And that those are the things that you want to see as a fan. All right, you missed a shot. Now go play defense. Get back on defense. And he did.
All right, so the line did change. So Julius Randle, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, was plus 22,000, essentially 22,000 to 1 to be the MVP, the league MVP. It has changed. So, Jerry, would you like to guess what it has changed to?
22.5.
All right, 22.5.
This is on FanDuel, right?
FanDuel Sportsbook, yes. Odds to win the NBA MVP.
I'll say 17.
25,000 has gone up.
Really?
25,000.
Oh, come on.
Do you not realize how many good players there are, though?
Well, I know, I know watching Harden every night now.
See, I can't call him an MVP candidate. I really can't.
How could you not?
Because of what he's got Kyrie Irving and all of Kevin Durant around. They would have won games anyway.
Well, he has Kevin Durant around, but
Kevin Durant's not on the court right now. I am well aware he's hurt right now. But this team would have won games if he wasn't here.
Hey, and by the way, speaking of Kevin Durant, I saw where Craig copied us and gave Evan a Kevin Durant small star.
Oh, he did. Yes. So Evan got one. Good.
But we were wondering if he stole yours, Jerry.
He did not.
You took yours home.
No, he did not steal
mine. Because I saw people on Twitter basically calling Craig a fraud, that he probably took your
Kevin
Durant.
And it's a fair question. Like, one person, Boomer, asked me a very fair question. I ignored it. But I understand why people would do that, because it was a gift to me.
Yes.
Pretty peculiar that on the same day, Craig went out and bought the same gift for Evan.
Yeah.
So I just let it go.
You want to play a fun game here?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a name of an NBA player.
Love
you tell me
games.
If he's got a better chance to win the MVP, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, worse or the same.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I wish we had the NBA and NBC music.
Listen, the way Al finds music so quickly, you never know.
All right. Well, he is right now. He has got like some sort of Queen's Biscuit halfway down his throat. I don't know what's going on.
An apple.
Oh, it is an apple. Okay. All right. Ready? So better chance, worse chance, or the same, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, to win the MVP?
All right.
Julius Randle being plus 25,000 to 1. Domantas Sabonis of the Indiana Pacers.
Worse.
No. Wait. We're saying. Hold on. Time out. Pause the music. Pause the music.
Can you pause? All right.
So we're saying the player you're giving us has a better chance than Randall, not Randall having a better chance than them.
Right.
All right. Let's start over.
So the player I'm giving you, better, same, worse than Julius Randall.
Hit the music.
Domantas Sabonis of the Indiana Pacers.
Better.
Jerry? I'm going to say worse.
Better is right, plus 13,000 for Domantas Sabonis.
I have no idea what he's doing this season. Okay.
All right. Better, same, worse. Zion Williamson.
Oh, better.
I'll say better just because of who he is.
Same. 25,000. Same as Julius Randle.
Okay.
Better, worse, same. Brandon Ingram.
I'll say better.
I'll say worse.
Jerry is right. Better, plus 24,000. Two more. Better, worse, same. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics.
I say worse. They're not having a good season.
I'll say worse.
Better, God. Plus 13,000.
You're wrong.
All right. You're wrong, too.
So am I.
Last one. Better, worse, same. Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers.
He got Embiid there.
I would say worse.
But then again, Harden's got Irving there. I'll say better.
Same. Same. Wow. Plus 25,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's Ben Simmons can't shoot, so he's not getting it.
So there you go.
I mean, Julius Randle can shoot, and he can rebound.
Yeah, but it's 25,000 to 1.
It's unbelievable.
I didn't say 25 to 1.
All right. Can you give me the top four odds to win the regular season MVP?
LeBron.
All right,
Giannis.
This one. Giannis is not in the top four.
He's Joel Devin, Embiid.
Devin Embiid, Booker.
Embiid's two. Booker, no.
So Damian Lillard?
No.
James Harden?
No.
Donovan Mitchell?
No.
No?
Nope.
Wow.
Anthony Davis.
No. And by the way, Shaq's listening to this right now going, who are these guys?
Who are these
guys? I don't know any of these people.
What about Jimmy Butler, who they were terrible when he was out, and now they're winning again?
He's plus 19,000, so no.
Wow.
Well, Kevin Durant would have been on the list.
But he's not.
He's not.
He's not.
So Kawhi Leonard, no, right?
No. No. He's plus 2,100. Jerry said that already.
Oh, he did. I did.
How about Jokic?
There you go, Jerry. Number three at plus 420.
Really?
You're missing one guy. Embiid one, LeBron two, Jokic three, and
Doncic.
Oh. Doncic, no, is not.
No?
Nope.
Wow. I thought that was a slam dunk, Boomer.
This guy's been putting up massive numbers, came back from an injury. We saw him at the Garden go crazy.
Steph Curry.
There you go. Steph Curry is the fourth one. Giannis fifth. Interesting, though, huh? Embiid and Jokic.
But aren't the Warriors like seventh or eighth in the conference?
Yeah, but he's Steph Curry. He's got the reputation. He's got 60 points and all that stuff.
Right in the middle of this whole thing.
You know who wrote this song? Anybody know?
I do.
You know who wrote this song?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Bruce Springsteen, if Al knows.
No. Al?
John Tesh.
John frickin' Tesh wrote this song.
Hell of a piano player, by the way.
I know. He just... Bow! All right, there you go.
Hey, quick, Mike in Bergen County. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys, real quick. Guy Adami was 100% about Eddie. Jerry. Something's wrong with him. When he filled in the other day with Sal Licata, it was like gloom and doom. After the show, I wanted to go jump off a bridge, but I was afraid that Dan and Carteret would save me.
Okay.
All right. Was gloom and doom? Were you guys really gloom and doom?
I thought the shows were received quite well, actually.
Al, you were here. Yes. Gloom and doom, Al?
I do not recall gloom and doom.
Why were you shaking your head yes?
He wasn't shaking his head.
Oh, maybe, you know what? Maybe I saw that in the delay.
I actually thought the shows were fun.
You were shaking his head. Yeah, I mean, I did not hear a thing about gloom and doom with Sal and Jerry. I heard about... They had fun talking about the tire situation.
Right.
Had a blast with that. It was moment of the day.
You like working with Sal, Jerry?
I love working with Sal. Going back to all the way back to 2010 when I started doing football games with him. Right. I love Sal.
Long-term relationship there.
Oh, yes. Long-term,
long-term relationship.
Maybe there's a Sal and Jerry somewhere in the future.
Well, Al is my partner right now, so let's,
But I'm let's not
say,
giving up.
Well, hold on. Let's see how deep this goes, though. Let's say tomorrow Chernoff says, you know, the last thing I need to do before I retire is I want to give you, Jerry, a show, but it's with Sal Licata. It's not with Al. Do you say yes or no?
What type of show are we talking?
It's a 3-hour show. It'll be after Moose and Maggie, before Carton and Roberts.
Huh.
And you get top billing.
How many years are we talking guaranteed?
We'll start with two. We'll start with two guaranteed. But I have to reiterate, it's not with Al. Al is not your partner. He's staying with Boomer and Gio.
Well, it's been fun, Al. No, I don't know. That would actually be a very difficult. That would be a very difficult conversation.
You would have to do it. Come on.
I know, but I feel like Al and I have a very good chemistry. How long are we doing this now with the podcast and the show and everything?
The podcast we started in 2015.
Think about that.
6 years ago.
But you've said, Jerry, many times if you worked with Al every day, you'd kill him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So it's Al, probably.
You think the same would happen with Sal, you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know about that. That's
so there
never
was
come
some
up.
Gloom and doom then the last 2 days that no. these guys worked together, Al.
Well, it was mainly just making fun of Sal for not changing a top, being able to
that
change a tire.
Right.
That was fun, even though I can't change a tire either.
Boomer,
it was
he called his pregnant wife to come hang out on the LIE with the car.
Yeah. And his mother.
Yeah, you better only be calling your pregnant wife for one reason, and to ask, how you doing? That's
and
it.
And by the way... She's not 3 weeks pregnant or 3 months pregnant.
Yeah, she had a foot hanging out of her. Yeah, right. I mean, come on.
Jesus.
Yeah, but she was getting ready to go to work, wasn't she?
Awesome. Does it mean she should be hanging out on the LIE in the shoulder?
Right,
with
I know.
Cars whizzing by her at 90 miles an hour.
Not smart. Not smart at all.
Just saying.
Well, yeah. Nobody said Sal was smart.
No one did. I love him to death. Not the smartest move right now.
Holy crap. Wow, I am pregnant.
Bang, boom, Jerry, as you've always said. Well,
I get along great with Sal, though. I enjoy working with him.
But you would leave Al in a heartbeat.
I didn't say that.
You'd think about it, but then you'd leave.
I don't know. I've never been presented. Mark has never come to me in that voice and presented that to me.
I got scuttlebutt about it, I would call Jerry and say, Jerry, please take that. That is a good opportunity for yourself. I would try to be proactive about it so Jerry wouldn't feel bad.
That's a partner right there.
Now, look at that. Who would you use to replace Jerry?
Right.
That's for great. It would have CeeLo. To be CeeLo, right?
Yeah, but probably. Then CeeLo's already got Mondays and Fridays in the
afternoon. Peter Schwartz. There you go. You're
Schwartz
good.
Would
yeah.
be great.
It would be
Schwartz.
Oh, yes. That would be
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, no. I think it would be tremendous.
Yes.
You guys, you could be like the number 10, you know? Right. That would be one yes. and Schwartz would be zero. And you guys, when you walk down the hallway, here goes the number 10. I think it would be awesome. I think that would be perfect for you guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think very we have possible. Any chemistry. No chemistry.
You don't know yet. I mean, you don't know.
I could tell.
You could tell? You could just sizing them up? You could tell?
Yeah, I could tell. Just I would see him in the hallway sometimes. There was no...
It's been a long time.
Where's that? Where's your man friend, Paul?
Still working, I imagine. I haven't talked to my man friend, Paul, in a while.
Oh, right. Doesn't Paul imply man friend?
Like, yeah, but he has
where's
man
your friend, Paul?
Paul?
Like,
yeah, not these days, G. No.
Yeah. No, you have to... Hey, look, no. It's a man friend, and it's his man friend, Paul, that he used to do a podcast with.
Yes.
Right. And but he wouldn't be available. He wouldn't be an option for you.
Unless he was going to get full-time work out of it.
Yeah, did you guys have a falling out?
No falling out.
No? You just didn't want to do it anymore?
We just, you know, sometimes you leave when you're on top. That's what we did.
We were
the number one podcast in the country, and then we just stopped doing
walked
it.
Walked away.
A good idea
like
to
John Elway.
Being number one, yes.
Yeah.
Elway style.
All right, so CeeLo would be the guy. So it'd be Jerry and Sal jamming another show somewhere in the lineup. And then you and CeeLo would be the thing. All right.
Well, if we all did 3-hour shows, then Jerry would be able to squeeze in there.
That is true.
That is true.
That is Al's dream.
That's what I'm pitching to whoever takes over for Mark Chernoff. 3-hour shows.
Would you guys be happy being done at 9?
Well, you know what happens there, though. You understand that there's the salary situation that comes into conversation with that. You know,
but how about this?
You know, I got a contract.
You know,
so,
you know, working is long, so except, we're not paying you as much.
But if you cut an hour out of the show, now you've got to your commercials are more valuable. They cost more. Therefore, you guys cost more.
I will say that having done 3 hours in the morning over at the Upside Down, it definitely it goes by quick. There's no doubt about that.
It probably feels like an hour shorter, right?
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm saying, like, it really goes by quick. Like, it feels more, actually, Jerry, jerk. No, it feels like 2 hours shorter. Honestly, it feels that quick. Because you're like, you're done.
I thought you liked the show.
I do. I love this show.
And this show goes fast.
Right.
I find the show is very, very entertaining. It moves along. Unless
you're taking this the wrong way.
Unless Al is playing sleepy, douchey music when we come back.
No, you take it as the wrong way. The show does go fast for 4 hours.
It goes fast. Anyway, you guys.
No, it flies by 4 hours. I'm just telling you. You think about how 3 hours flies by. Even more so. So there's been shows that I've done, man. I tell you, four hours and 15 minutes, well, 20 minutes I did there. Out there in Market 25, that was a long show. That was a tough one. That was a very long show. I used to end that show and say, why is it so hard to do this show? And then I would blame everybody else. But then I got over that, and I don't do that anymore. So anyway, yes. So we'll work on that, Jerry, okay? We'll work on that for you and see if we can work that whole thing out.
Right. I don't know, work things out with Al first.
Like,
let's
does
relax.
Chernoff get, like, a pardon like the president does when he leaves? Like, can Chernoff do like a couple of things and make executive decisions before he takes off?
He's still in power.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, I know, but he's sort of, you know how a president's in that, you know, someone else has been elected, you're in that lame duck situation, but you get the pardons at the end.
Yeah, yeah, right at the end you get to let all the freaks loose.
I'm wondering, does Chernoff get that pardon power? Is he going to let all the freaks loose?
No, I don't at think the end? So. No, I don't think so.
He's not allowed to?
Nah, I think the architect is squashing everything.
He's going to put the guardrails on him?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. What freaks would you anticipate him letting loose? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
You?
Me. I've been here for 25 years.
But you're with us. Now, letting you loose would be 12. Giving you your own show.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right, our new midday show is Moose, Maggie, and Dove. three-man show.
All equals.
Actually, Dove's going to do an hour solo. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
See that Skip Bayless contract?
Jesus, yes.
Was it $32 million over 5 years? Is that what it was? 5 years?
So 32? About six and a half million dollars a year to... I don't really particularly care for that brand of television. I'm not really even sure I've ever watched it for... The only reason I would watch it is because I'm friends with Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, you know, Shannon makes me laugh. And working with him all those years at CBS, he does you know, he's hilarious. He's a hilarious human being. And so I'm assuming that if he got that much money, how much is Shannon going to get?
Yeah. Now, I know that it's weird because when we talk about something like this, because there's a lot of listeners that are like, well, you guys do the same thing.
Yeah, but 4 hours a day.
So you shouldn't be talking about who's getting paid what because you guys get paid to do the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing. It really is not. 4 hours, 5 days a week, radio, simulcast on television is not the same thing as them debating back and forth and what Skip Bayless does. Now, Skip Bayless is someone that, you know, I've said this before, there's some of these takes that he has and people are screaming about him and going crazy. Like, it's just useless because he's doing that to get a rise out of you. It's not what he believes.
It's an act.
He's acting. Yeah. So it's not like, I can't believe this guy said that. I believe that he said it because he's doing this to get an emotional reaction out of you, and that's why it's working, and he's getting paid $32 million.
Like, what is ESPN thinking about?
Well, it's Fox Sports.
Yeah, no, but ESPN actually tried to reunite him and Stephen A. Smith, and they were going to do bi-coastal stuff. I'm like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, well, that show has worked for them.
It's like what somehow. I say about the ESPN Monday Night Football booth. I actually liked it. As the season wore on, I got to like it more and more and more and more because it really wasn't about the booth. It was more about the game, and I appreciated that. You know, and I think they're bringing those guys back again, which I liked. You know, it's kind of like when a Kirk Herbstreit does a game. I like when he does a game.
Sure.
It's not about him. It's about him talking about the game that is being played in front of him, and it's about the game.
Yeah.
It's not about screaming and yelling and making, you know, all sorts of proclamations and everything as the game is going on. It's just him doing the game.
Yeah, I guess what feels different about this, and I'm never going to begrudge somebody for getting every last penny. If someone thinks that they are worth that,
hey, good for him.
Whether it's Tony Romo or Skip Bayless or whatever, then hey, good for you, as we like to say around here. I guess the issue that makes this one feel different is what we just mentioned about how it doesn't feel real.
How many people watch that show every day?
So Richard Deitch, who is a media columnist for, I believe he was with Sports Illustrated. I don't know if he's still with Sports Illustrated. He can't stand Skip Bayless. So he likes to point out how many people are watching it and whatever. So he put out a tweet shortly after the story, the New York Post Marchand story about the contract that Skip Bayless got, where it said the Skip Bayless-led Undisputed show drew 109,000 viewers on Tuesday. 9 hours later on the Lifetime Network, Rizzoli and Isles, whose last news show aired on September 5th, 2016, drew 380,000 viewers. So that was his comparison there. 109,000 viewers on a television show like that, adding up to $6 million per year. Now, I don't know how else they monetize that program. I don't know if digitally. I know he's got over a million Twitter followers. I'm not so sure. But, you know, based on that amount of viewers, you would think the $6 million price tag on one of the hosts does not seem like that fits, right? I mean, you know more about TV than I do.
I'm saying, yeah, it doesn't fit in my eyes at all.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know what people are watching. Maybe there are certain people that are watching. Maybe they have certain sponsors that sponsor the show or, you know, you never know how that goes. But the ratings don't speak to that number.
No, they don't. Something like a big entity like Fox Sports, are they paying guys, and this is, I know this sounds like a ridiculous question, but I really don't know the answer. Are they paying guys, you know, based on that number and that performance as opposed to, hey, we're a giant entity that has a whole bunch of money. This guy gets us buzz and keeping him is important to us so he doesn't go to the competitor. So let's pay him for those things as opposed to the actual ratings that the show generates. You understand what I'm saying? Is there value in keeping him and not letting him go back to the competitor that all of a sudden then creates buzz? And we got the money, so who gives a crap? I mean, is that part of the thought process?
So when you hear the buzz is just like, oh, I can't believe you just said that crap. I mean, it's basically laughed at.
I know.
You're not taking anything he says seriously.
It's a strange thing, man.
Now, he's created a niche for himself. There's no question about that, and good for him. You know, he's made a lot of money becoming the contrarian or being, you know, the guy that's going to take on the Dallas Cowboys or take on LeBron or whatever, and that there's always the same kind of mark that he's going after. But so, like I said, I, I, I hope Shannon gets paid, and I hope Shannon gets equal pay because he's on the show just as much, and he should get equal pay. So maybe this works out for Shannon.
Yeah,
that's
the way I look
at it. That's
a positive spin on it. All right, so like, let's say you ask 10 sports fans.
Yes.
For word association with Skip Bayless. Would 9 out of 10 of them, 10 out of 10 of them go asshat?
Yes.
So my question is, would you like to get paid $6 million, but know that 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 people think you're an asshat?
All right, so I think there's only one person that thinks I'm an asshat, and he called into Craig and Evan yesterday. But anyway, look, we get paid to give opinions. I can't act like Skip Bayless can't. You know, I played in the NFL for 14 years. I've worked for CBS for over 20 years. I've been covering the NFL. I've been here for 14 years. You know, I can't change who I am and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like he does.
Sure.
He just basically has created a caricature of himself for television for the buzz, no buzz comments.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't do that. You know, guys like in his situation can and basically he had it at the right time too, because when Fox Sports was trying to look for personalities to come over there, they were stealing a bunch from ESPN, and he was stolen.
Well, yeah, that Jamie Horowitz was over there.
Yes.
He took Cal Bayless, and then he ended up leaving in a scandal, whatever else. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I don't – so to me, if I didn't leave the studio every day feeling like myself or, you know, accomplishing something and saying, you know, all right, this was – that was me. Like, I probably couldn't – and I know that money is a big deal to a lot of people. And we're compensated well. We're not. I mean, $6 million a year is not anywhere near. I mean, that's a totally different bracket and totally different thing. But what I'm trying to say in so many words is I don't think I could do that.
See, but here's
couldn't do that.
See, it's almost like he's going to work every day as a character, and he's working with Shannon, who has to be Shannon, because Shannon was a player.
Yeah.
Shannon was a broadcaster. And, you know, and Shannon has, you know, a reality, a realism about who he is.
Yeah, but it's the type of character. Because there's a lot of people who play characters that are different than, I'm just saying stuff to make people mad.
Compare him to Stephen A. Smith.
Well, Stephen A. Smith to me, like I've watched Stephen A. Smith many times. And he's not my favorite TV personality. But I've watched him many times and been entertained by him. I really have not been entertained by Skip Bayless. And Stephen A. Smith is also someone who got credibility by covering the NBA. And I do feel like when he says his opinion about the NBA is coming from something fact-based, a source of his or whatever.
You know, he also reinvented himself. He would go on Fox as a conservative when he was out of ESPN.
Yeah,
you know, he just like was a chameleon and just figured out where can I get paid, where can I go on, and where can I get my voice heard.
Yeah, I mean, I think that – so with Stephen A. Smith, I look at him as someone who is at the – he achieved the top of that industry and did it as him. Like when I see Stephen A., of course there's things that he does to rile people up. He puts on the cowboy hat, the cigar, and he messes around. But I do feel like when I hear from him,
it's still Stephen A. Smith.
I feel like it's him.
It's not an act.
With Skip Bayless, I feel like somebody's with him behind the scenes saying – all right, this is the thing that you're going to say today to piss everybody off. And that's what I don't like about it, because it doesn't feel genuine. So that's sort of where I'm at with this. And if he gets, you know, he's found a way to make a tremendous amount of money doing that. So I'm not going to begrudge him there. It just I think that's why it feels unsettling to me. You know, like any other guy, like any other time that I heard like the gross amount of money that you'd hear that Howard Stern would make, it would never really bother me, because I was like, this guy changed the way the entire industry did radio shows. You know, he like the money and the sponsors and the ratings and what he had accomplished. And then he took so many people over to Sirius and the subscriptions, like he's earned every penny.
And he gave Sirius legitimacy.
And there was nobody ever in the world like him. Like when I hear those numbers and those numbers, you know, it's like $100 million, not $6 million. It's like when I hear that, it doesn't shock me. But when I hear it, Skip Bayless, I'm like, I don't know. It's a weird conversation because we're also sort of in the same industry and we're talking about it, but good for him. I hope he takes care of generations of his family with the money that he has earned. And I mean that. I do mean that.
You know, maybe you can come in next week and be a character for a week.
I can't, man.
I'd say if you could do that.
I'd be miserable. No, I'd be miserable.
Well, let's just give it a week.
No, I would be miserable for a week. I don't want to be miserable for a week. I don't want to. I like doing what we do and talking about the things in our lives and being us. I like doing that. And to me, as much as, you know, the business is great and it's the best job in the world and all those things, if I had to be someone else every single day like that and just say stuff and then, you know, to piss people off, I'd walk out of here miserable every day. I would.
You mean like, you know, ordering food at all hours of the day and just basically screaming and yelling about everything and creating all sorts of, you know, I don't know, just like intensity and stress and everything.
I don't know. I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I'm thinking that's like if you work with somebody like Skip Bayless, that's what it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. Every person that I've worked with has been sort of the same type of personality, which means the different personalities, but the same type of person at their core, which is I'm me and I'm giving you me on the air. You know, so I haven't had that experience of working like, you know, with a Skip Bayless person. Thank God, because I don't think I'd be able to handle
that.
Yeah,
I kind of like you on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Whether it be skinny Gio, fat Gio, mullet Gio.
I do go through transformations throughout
Gio.
The year.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've gone through so many things.
But it's always me. Always at the core, it's me. You know, winter, you get me fat. Summer, you get me tan, a little skinnier. Sometimes you got the long hair. Sometimes you got the short hair. But at the core, it's really me.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.